Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight, and we want to welcome fall. Also, there's a lot of crisis going on in the state of California right now with a lot of fires and a lot of people in a lot of emotional pain, and we want to wish you all the best of luck with that. And if you need to reach out, there's lots of crisis centers you can reach out to. So look into that. Don't feel alone. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm breathing the smoke. That's not too pleasant.
Yeah.
But I'm fine.
Yeah, but it's even reaching down where you are, down in Orange County area.
Yes, it's pretty well contaminating all of Southern California.
Yeah, it's really, really, it's tragic what's happening. And I know I actually have friends that live in Thousand Oaks, and that particular place that had the shooting, the Borderline Bar. In my other life, when I was a film and television producer, I actually produced a concert there, so it hit pretty close to home for that. Hey, we've got a caller on the air. Shall we talk to our caller?
Why not?
All right. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello. Yes, I do. A man is dating me, and before I first went out with him, I didn't realize he was at the end of the separation and filing divorce papers. And so he's been separated about a year, filed the papers. He has two kids, and I have a lot of chemistry with him, and I really like him, but I'm not really sure how to approach this and how much time to give him. I don't feel comfortable being exclusive or anything with somebody in a relationship or that's still in some kind of situation. But do you have any tips or thoughts about
with him?
No, we've gone out about 6 times. And then early on when I found out, I just said, okay, well.
When you found out he was still married, is that what the impediment is?
Yeah. Then I said, I'm looking for marriage. And, so I don't feel comfortable dating somebody who's married, but I'll, spend time with you as a friend. So we've been kind of going out, but then he'll pursue me as kissing, and we'd end up doing that, and I really like
it. But have you had intercourse?
No. So I guess he'll probably start going for it again. So I guess I just have that conversation. But
the conversation is the one you're speaking of, which is you're legally married, and until you're not legally married, I cannot be in an intimate to the point of intercourse relationship. I can be affectionate because you're separated and just proceeding through the divorce. No, intercourse is the signal that you've started something that could end up building something. Affection is nice and it's good for the body, but intercourse is much more powerful physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So you sound like you're doing fine.
Okay. Some people were warning me, don't date anybody who's, at the end of their he's been separated a year, so I don't know, and filing for divorce. So I don't know if that's just a no-go or if it's a waste of time or not.
What I'm saying is date other people. You're not in a committed relationship. Have at least two other people beside him. No, I don't see any reason not to befriend him if the chemistry is good. Chemistry is nature's way of saying that the two of you, or you at least, are chemically compatible with his genetic makeup. And that really can keep a couple together when they really are in tough times. So that's super conservative. I like separating affection from intercourse. Playing God, making babies, is far more serious than kissing.
Okay.
All right?
Can I ask one work-related question, too?
Of course you can.
Okay. So I work for a woman, and sometimes she gets stressed, and I think she kind of turns into the narcissist where she wants her feelings and her thoughts respected, and
yes,
she'll be a little bit aggressive, or she'll just, like, she asked me to do something out of line a little bit, like not totally kosher, and then I said, well, I don't know if I feel comfortable.
What did you do for her? Are you a housekeeper? What are you?
No, it's a professional, like, I'm her under, you know, I report to her, basically.
So it's a business-type relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's a professional relationship, an office
okay.
and everything.
Does she do anything that's immoral, unethical, or illegal?
Well, she asked me to do this financial thing that wasn't quite, like, it could jeopardize my, it could come back on me. So I said I wasn't comfortable. And then she took that as a sign of, think of disrespect. And she said I was undermining her. And it worked out. Like, she's fine now, but I don't know if I should bring up that again or how I should approach that. Like, she got over
Why
it.
Why would you
but...
bring it up if you've gotten through it already?
Okay. All right. I don't know
I'm not hearing that you like each other. But apparently, you make business well. Is that true?
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, she seems to want to be very much friendly, but then sometimes she just gets real out of sorts, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Friendly is a facade that you use to get along. That doesn't mean you're friends.
Mm-hmm.
She may be, in fact, a narcissist and wanting respect and cherishing, especially on bad days. But all I can say is your paycheck good enough to consider her valuable?
Yes.
Then I would recommend that you respect her, unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal, and consider
okay.
it. It's a job. You know the difference between a career and a job? A career includes a spiritual element of service to mankind.
Mm-hmm.
A job is what gives you the money to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
So she sounds like she wants you to think it's a career, when in fact, she's got a job, which means you have only a job. But if the money is right, that's what jobs provide.
Mm-hmm.
So is there okay. enough money to make it valuable to you?
Right now, yeah. And I wonder if I'd like to look for something more spiritual.
You know what? Then look for something more career-oriented, which means you believe you're serving mankind.
Mm-hmm.
There's two ways to live on the planet. Hedonistically, that's for money, power, and prestige. Or stoically, for satisfaction. I'm doing something that is good for mankind, which is very, very healing.
Yeah, I think I'd like to do that, and I just feel afraid, but I'm trying to work through it. I appreciate your advice.
Well, right now you've got a job. So mm-hmm. feel free to look for a career.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
You want
Thank
a
you,
book
caller.
On this?
Oh, yes, I would love one.
Marcus Aurelius' spiritual diary was edited by a man named Forstater, and it's almost poetic. It's so stoic, do what's right, it's satisfying, that you might want to get spiritual support from the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Bye. Okay.
Thank you, caller. All right. Let me see here. Hi, caller. Hello. You're live on there. You have to turn your radio down.
Okay. It's off.
Okay, great. You're live. Do you have a question for Dr. Allen?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
What is it?
Hi, Pat.
Chokey choke. What?
Hi, Pat. I have a question. So I'm dating a guy for a year about now, and I have never been...
Or he's dating you. Are you the man or are you the woman?
No. This is the first time when I'm in a... I'm a woman, actually. It feels nice.
Okay, so he's dating you.
Yes.
Okay.
And
are you in a committed relationship or just dating?
Committed. And we just had a talk about it. So it's a committed relationship. And we are working through some...
Continuity and longevity?
That's what I want. And he was not quite sure there, but like that's what he wants. He just told me last weekend.
Good. So you are now socially and sexually monogamous. Social is monogamous is when you stop putting yourself on a website and introducing yourself to people as single. Sexual is obvious, no intercourse until committed. So did you consummate your relationship?
Sorry, what you said?
Did you consummate? Did you have intercourse?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So you're in a relationship. Is it? Are you both agreeing to how often you'll see and talk to each other? Continuity?
Well, we talk every single day, and he makes all
I
effort.
Got it.
He calls me.
So you've got it. Okay. Now, are you both going to the same place, mating, marriage, one night stand? What are you doing?
So I want marriage.
And what does he want?
He didn't know what he wants, but he's very aware of what I want.
And you had intercourse with him when he did not know that he wanted to aim towards marriage, right?
Yes.
Do you not see the risk there of bonding and falling in love with an incompatible man?
I know I did see that, but his efforts are changing, and he knows like what I want, so he's willing to work with me.
Oh, good. All right. I'm being the devil's advocate.
I appreciate it. So my question is...
What is it?
Before me, he was in 7-year relationship, open relationship.
Wow,
kind of like not... Yes.
That's good.
And now... That's good. It was not good for me because they are still... called best friends. So how do I cope that he's going to be best friends with his ex and I'm about to meet her because I told him, it's like, I have to meet your best friend. You know, like you cannot go and talk and hang out behind my back and I never meet her. So I have never been in a situation. It's like, how do I cope? It's like, do I ask her questions, something, you know, like, because, both
no.
of them, they
why
have...
did they split up after they had the 7-year itch? You know what the 7-year itch is in astrological terms? 2 Saturn cycles, 3.5 years. Saturn warrior. Okay. So what does your gut tell you instinctively about their relationship? Do you believe they're lovers, friends, or what?
Well, instinctively, it's like I don't believe you can become, like, stay best friends afterwards.
Well, no, you're talking in philosophical overview terms. Does your gut tell you that they're lovers?
At the beginning, yes. Because during when we start dating, like, they had sex one time, and I caught them, not like physically, but like, and but like after that, like, he's been like really.
You instinctively knew it was happening. That's nature. Men know intuitively, intellectually, and we know it gut wise. So you stayed with him even then.
I did. It's just like I felt like I have to stay there because he really, really did everything, you know, like to do everything to show me that that was a mistake. But like I'm the one, and he's still every day like showing me this. And he said, it's like, and that's why I want to do this for us, because I believe in us and I want us, and I want you to meet her and ask her.
Well, what do they do together? Do they work together?
Well, it's like right now, it's like, no, it's like, so he's a doctor, like she's finishing up school, she was a nurse, and now she's going to be nurse practitioner with a psychiatry, and he's psychiatrist.
Is she going to work for him?
No, no, I have asked the question too. They're not going to be?
Are they coming to your, is she coming to your house for dinner? Is she going to be part of a dating system? She brings her guy. You people get together. What does he want? Oh. Is he close with her?
Well, he's close because, like, he has never been very open person. So she's been the best friend for him for the last 7 years. So she knows him very well. And she, he said, it's like, she's like very important person to my, to me, you know, and, we are literally just friends. There's nothing else. I'm not physically attracted to her at all. You know, like, she has moved on. She's dating. She's bi. And I have moved on because I have you and I want you. And I want to prove you, show you anything, you know, like, that I want you. So I will do anything
then,
you want me to do.
As long as you do not have evidence of betrayal, you've taken the risk on him by having sex with him before he's fully divorced. You understand that?
Like, physically divorced. He was never married, but...
Okay. So, is she the woman? Is she the woman that was
sure.
in his life? What?
What do you mean? Like, they were... I mean...
Were they lovers or friends?
It's kind of like complicated because to very, very close friends,
honey,
they could be like even
in vaginas is intercourse.
Yes. Like, so
were
they between
lovers
them
or were they friends? What?
Lovers. Lovers. Because they had,
okay,
of course, intercourse.
So who fell out of love? Obviously your man.
Yes, because there was a lot of arguments and stuff, and they couldn't live together no more, so she moved out, but she moved into his income property. So she lives in his two-bedroom apartment now.
He rented space in his property to her. That's still friends. What I'm hearing is that she is in love with him, but he's not in love with her.
And I want to agree with that. So how can I, it's like, I don't know. It's like, well, do I have to ask him something or I don't know, but it's like, how do I act in this situation?
By asking her why they split up.
I can ask her that?
we want you to ask her.
I want to ask.
I believe you and I both believe she's in love with him. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I believe she's still playing mind games with him.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. You and I believe she's in love with him, bonded to him.
Yeah.
He's no longer in love with her. He wants to be in love with you.
Yes.
He is very well saying, you talk to her and decide if you believe me or you believe, you know, the general theme. If he mm-hmm. is not in love with her and she has befriended him, then what would be wrong with him renting space and being friends while he courts you?
But do you believe that they can be friends after 7 years without strings attached?
No, they aren't. They can't be friends because he's not in love with her.
Okay.
What I predict is going to happen is when you ask her, why did your relationship fall apart? She will tell the story, or she'll start to cry. She'll do something that will tell you that she's still in love with him.
And what do I do then? What do
what
I
you
say?
Do with, then you'll say, I believe, Dr. Sir, that you're not in love with her. But it's going to be painful for her and for me to have the three of us together.
He's so sure, and he's sure that she's moved on and she's happy that we are dating.
I just want, if she's happy and doesn't break down and tells you, we just weren't in love. He wasn't in love with me. Whatever. You will find out what's going on inside of her.
Okay.
And if she is still in love with him, then it's going to be a matter of the three of you being friends.
I can't see that.
Then that's what you'll say. Genuinely find out, this woman is a woman, you're a woman. Find out what happened to them as a way to anchor you.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
I hear that he's not in love with her. I hear that.
Yeah, and I
but
feel
I
that.
But I want to find out if she's in love with him.
And, like, if she is, like, can I... Because I asked him one time, he's like, would you be able to not talk to her for 1 month? And he said that's impossible.
Do you understand? So you are saying we cannot do a ménage à trois. Do you see what it is?
What do you
because
mean exactly by that?
It's the three of you have to be best friends. He wants you to be best friends with her as well as he is. And I'm giving you the question to ask her. Why did you fall apart?
Okay.
Because I think he's not in love with her, and she is in love with him. And I don't think you can participate.
Yeah. But is there any way they that can be cut off, you know, like between them?
They can. I'm positive he wouldn't make love to her. That's going to be part of her pain. You see?
Yeah, and what's the way for her to fall out of love for him if there is still love? She just needs to find
a person. She's bonded to him. It takes 2 years of no contact. Remember, he's renting her space in his building.
Yeah.
That's as close to a wife as you can get.
Yeah.
So find out what happened and what happened. And if you can handle being with a couple where she's still in love with him, do it. If you can't, then give him back to her.
Mm-hmm.
Or require that he not chase her and not have anything, or you're over.
I was asking him that, how often do you guys talk? And then he says, there goes even a week not talking, but then she texts, hey, how are you doing?
Listen to what you're saying. I know he's not chasing her. I know she's chasing him.
And she has a dog and a cat. And she, every single day, the cat used to be theirs together. But he gave it to her 2 months ago.
Those are their kids.
That's what I said to him. And she, every single day, sends snap videos to her. Look at her.
Darling,
look at him.
Look, your man is being good to a woman that was good to him intellectually. But she wants more. Intimacy,
yeah.
And she's got it. Okay.
You mean intimacy still now?
She's in his building. They're still playing house with the dog and the cat. The only thing they're not doing is intercourse.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Beth.
So have a talk with her.
I will.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, it looks like we've got more calls coming in. Let's
good.
See. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
I'm glad you guys are doing well out there with all the wildfires. So prayers to you both. But I have a question about a guy that's dating me, if that even makes sense, because we've only been out on one date. But
wait a minute. He has to set that up. If it's true, he asked you out.
Correct. We met on a online dating website, and he's 52, and I'm 39, and we went out on a date a little over a week and a half ago. Great date.
All right.
And he texted me the next day saying it was so great to finally meet me in person, and he really enjoyed, you know, spending time with me. I responded in kind. 2 days later, he texted me saying, you know, just checking on you. And I responded back to him because I was out of town. So he was like, just checking on me because he knew I was out of town. And it flatlined ever since then. I said, oh, I'm doing well, you know, and I told him a little bit about what I was doing. I said, oh, how are you? He said he was busy, but great. And that was Wednesday of last week. Today is now Thursday. I have not heard from him. And the weird thing is,
he has
8 weeks. I know. Yes. But I guess my question to you is,
what
is it okay for me to ask him his dating or communication style? And I said that to say, because we matched online a little over about 2 months ago, and he took forever to finally reach out to me. Once he reached out to me, we wound up being on the phone for about 2 hours, had a great conversation, and our next conversation, again, a long conversation, but it was gaps in between him finally asking me out. So he's saying that he wants the relationship. He's saying he wants to, you know, have a child. I mean, he's divorced with two adult children, but he's saying he wants to have a son because he just has daughters. But I don't understand how you could say all of this, but then your actions don't say the same thing. So I'm trying to find out.
Because he's trying to seduce you into chasing him, Mama.
I see.
You're falling into the trap. I can hear it.
I am, because I enjoy his company. I enjoyed us going out, but I'm just trying to figure out, with him being 52.
Do you want to be the man in the relationship?
I do not want to be the man. That's why I haven't done anything.
Don't act like the man.
But I guess what I'm saying is, he's going into his feminine at 52. So is he thinking that
he's going into feminine because his testosterone's going down? And mature men from 45 to 65 need cherishing. Now,
right.
do you want to send him a where did you go message?
No, I just want to ask you that next time that we do speak, I feel like he will eventually call. Is it okay for me to ask him what is his style of communication? Like, does he like a woman to call a lot, text a lot? Does he like to call? Does he like to text? Like, I feel like, how can we build anything if we don't even know each other? We don't even know each other. We don't, you know, we went out on one date. And I just am, like, sitting here, like, I don't understand if this guy is thinking I'm going to call, if I'm going to text, if that's what he's used to, if that's what he likes. Like, I don't know.
Here's what I want to give to you. It's what I've learned. Since the Me Too movement has been afoot, men have been calling me saying they're afraid to chase women, that they'd rather the women chase them. Do you understand?
Right.
So why don't you do the following thing? Send a message and say, I thought we were having a good time, and I don't hear from you. Where did you go and why?
Oh, you don't think that's a little forward? Then I'm becoming the man, no?
No, darling. This is you stating your feelings. You understand? I have to turn this thing off. you're saying, we had a good time, and I thought we were doing fine, but you're not there, so where did you go and why? Which is asking him to state what he wants in the way of dating you.
And that's not, too, I guess what I'm saying to you is that's not, because I'm trying to be the feminine.
No,
like, when
you know what?
Okay.
Now, you say what you were going to call. You're going to call him and say, what kind of plan do you have for dating? Is that correct?
No, I was just going to do nothing. That's why I was waiting, you know, patiently till Thursday to talk to you.
You said theoretically, what do you think, Pat, about me calling him and saying, what are your plans for us? Is that not correct? Did you not say that to me?
I want to do that on our next date. So I figured if we go out this weekend face-to-face, on the date, I kind of wanted to ask him that because he told me on our first date, he's like, oh, you're not asking me a lot of questions. I thought the woman interviews the man. And I said, well, not really. I thought the man interviewed the woman.
That's right. Well, whoever's the better man, women are men too. So the way you were asking it is too intellectual. What I said to you was, I thought we had a good time when we saw each other, and you're gone now, where did you go and why?
And that doesn't make me come off as desperate or sounding like I'm chasing him?
That comes off as if you miss him and he didn't follow through with what he acted like.
I see. So that's not giving him, I guess what I'm saying is, I feel like, I don't know. It's weird with this guy. I feel like I don't want to be put in the position where I'm chasing him because I've worked so long on no longer being the alpha female and being the beta, being patient, passive, and letting the man take the lead.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable, correct,
yes. Understand, I'm telling you, that what you were thinking of doing was very masculine. I want to know what you want of me. Okay? What I said was, we had a good time. Where did you go and why?
Okay.
That's more feeling-centered.
And you think I should just send this as a text? Or should I wait until he contacts me again? Because I haven't been contacting him. I know you always say the 2-to-1 if that's your boyfriend. So if he calls 2 times, then I could call once. But he's not my boyfriend. We've only been out on one date.
He's not.
Right.
Now what? The last time you saw him was when?
Not this past Sunday, the Sunday before last. So November 7th, to be exact.
November 7th. And you had a good time.
Yes.
If you wait too long, you're going to have to write a hi-bye letter.
Well, he reached out to me the next day. I guess I should quickly backtrack. We had the date on Sunday, but prior to that, he said, I'll reach out to you. Let's meet up early Sunday so we can spend more time together. Sunday goes all day. 4 p.m., I hear from him saying, oh, let's meet for dinner at 7. I was like, wait a minute. I'm out with my friends. I thought...
Wait. You said no to him for friends?
No, I did go out with him. I said, okay, can we push it to 8 o'clock?
Good.
No, I went out with him, but I explained to him. I said, hey, you know, you told me earlier today, I waited around. I didn't hear from you, so I made plans with friends, but we could push it to 8 if that works for you. And he said, yes. So when we met up at 8 o'clock.
Now, you did a good job there.
Thank you. So when we met,
I want you to do it his way, unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal.
Right. So I did. When we met up, I said to him, he was like, oh, how was your day? And I said, well, I kind of missed out on some things because, you know, I was expecting us to go out earlier or whatever. So I kind of a little bit hounded him on that, but we got past it. And he was like, well, I thought I said Sunday night. I was like, whatever. And then we made the best of the date. We wound up hanging out for 3 hours, closing the restaurant, having a great time.
Now,
he put
this
me in,
was 2 weeks ago or a week ago?
Yeah, the 7th. So what is that? 7, what is that?
All
about
right,
a little
now,
over.
I'm giving you a direction. If you're curious, I'm telling you what I created in this case. And that would be, we had a good time on our last date, November, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, where did you go and why?
Even though he texted me last Wednesday, so it's been a week since we've communicated.
Wait a minute. No, he texted you a week ago, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Checking on me.
That, what?
He checked on me last Wednesday. I went to Miami last Wednesday, and he was like, oh, I hope Miami's treating you well, because he knew I went for work. And I was like, yeah, Miami was great. I'm at the airport actually coming back home. And then I said, how was your day? He said, it's been busy, but good. And then that was the, and that was the last text. So that was last
Wednesday.
So there was
nothing intimate in that conversation.
No, he was just like, hey, there.
Is wait until he asks you for a date.
Okay.
But do not ask him what his dating plans are. The only thing you have the veto right over is no intercourse unless you're in a committed relationship.
Right, but I guess my thing is, do you know the reason, or can you give me some insight on why this man is so hot and cold? Last Wednesday, I think it's only been a week.
I'll tell you why. Because he's duty dating you or somebody else or people. He's not working on a relationship.
But he's saying about me having a baby next year. He's like, oh, next year, I'm sure you'll have a boyfriend or you'll have a baby, because he knows I want to get married. He's saying all these things.
I want you to hear that he's telling you about somebody else with you. He's not saying it's you and he.
But why even tease someone like that when you know that I want to have a child and a family? Why even say that if it's not going to be you?
He's saying it to let you know it's not going to be him.
Oh, wow.
You are angling to get him. Please give him chase space. He's got 8 weeks of no contact before I say he's gone. He's doing this to get you to chase him, and you're on the edge of chasing him. Don't.
And then the last thing with that is, well, why is he asking me how many men I'm dating? Because we met on a dating website. So he's like, how many guys are you dating? Have you been out with them more than two times? And then I was like, yeah, I'm dating just like you are. And he was like, well, I wouldn't be on the phone with you if I wasn't looking for something of substance. Why am I even on the phone with you then if you're basically, because I told him, I said, well, I'm not in a relationship because none of the guys I'm dating have asked me to be in a
That's
relationship.
Great.
And he was
That's
like,
great.
Thank you. Because he was like, well, you haven't progressed the relationship. And I was like, as a woman, I'm not going to.
I want you to hear that he wants you to chase him and close the deal. No.
Okay. So then it's nothing for me to do. That's why I was calling, just to reconfirm.
There's nothing for you to do. I've listened and I'm putting together the pieces, but you are too male here.
Okay.
You need more signs that he wants you than this. Okay?
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I just wanted to get your reconfirmation that
I just
doing nothing is the right thing
okay?
to do. All right, guys. All right. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Good. Thanks, caller.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Kelly, I want to give my information in a minute or two here.
Well, actually, Dr. Allen, I wanted to ask you, I heard something about a movie.
Yes, I mentioned it before
Hello?
We got on the air. One of my great students,
Hello?
At the Wan Institute.
Hold on, caller. One moment. Go ahead, Dr.
Yeah.
Pat.
Did a movie. It's called 12 Round Gun. And it's a great movie. For we women to see, because it's the story of a young man becoming a gentleman and a spiritually grounded, because 12 rounds is built around the symbolism of the 12-step program. And I wanted to share with people, if you're in Los Angeles in December on Wednesday the 5th, the movie will be at the Lemley Music Hall on Wilshire.
Oh, very exciting.
If you're in Dallas, Texas, it'll be at the Texas Theater on Jefferson Boulevard on November the 20th, which is a Tuesday. And if you have a few bucks, you can buy the movie on iTunes. And the name is 12 Rounds Gun. It's also being shown in Cleveland as well as in Florida. Florida is on Friday, November the 30th at the Rialto Theater at Alonzo Avenue. And the last thing, Cleveland, Tower City Seminars, the 9th of December, Sunday. But especially for my friendly students, doing it at the Lemley in Los Angeles sounds great.
Awesome. Okay, we've got a caller on, Dr. Ellen. Caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Ellen. Do you have a question?
I do, yes. That movie sounds great. I'm definitely getting it on iTunes.
It's really good. It's won many, many awards. Sam Upton is the creator.
I'll definitely check it out. Yeah, I have a question. I was in Ireland a few weeks ago for a week, and it's been a few years since I've gone to Europe, and I forgot how it was so easy there. Like, I didn't even have to eyeball and smile.
You
show up and
that European men have more permission to be masculine than we in America allow our men. We are scaring our men to death.
And I don't care. I'm not from here.
What?
I personally don't scare. My question was like, when did this castration here begin? Like, I was sad to come back. I'm like, gosh, this is what normal is like. I don't have to do anything. I just show up. That's it. When did this all start?
That is the goal that I've been trying to set, that everybody's androgynous. My work is androgynous semantic realignment. Men have yang bodies, which are male, and female souls, which is the anima. We women have female bodies and male souls. There's four people in every relationship. Great book. He said, no. Anyway, my last book that I wrote, A Man's World, A Woman's Universe. But we're all men and we're all women. So in Europe, they still are raising their boys to be masculine. We're at a problem with it.
I wish I was emotional.
Oh. So what can I do for you?
Oh, okay. Well, so you don't know when this started. Like, was this after the 60s? Or I was just kind of curious. I'm like, when did this happen here? Like, what happened?
What are you talking about happening? Then happening?
Because men here used to be masculine, I'm sure, or in earlier
they're still
earlier
masculine.
Days.
If you go to Texas is still back there.
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh, it's so much fun to go to Texas. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm.
The men treat women like women.
Yeah.
You know, they open the doors. I was in Texas. I was walking through the parking lot of a very famous nightclub in Texas, you know, where they ride the bulls and the whole nine yards. And he took his long rider coat and laid it down on the ground over a puddle and helped me across the puddle and walked me into the nightclub, left his coat laying in the puddle so I wouldn't get my shoes wet. It's a totally
That's
different
amazing.
World. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Amazing. I think I should go once just to relax. okay, question that I did have. I remember I was listening to one of your shows a few weeks ago, and you mentioned something about, you said no successful men are dating online. You said to a girl, if you knew how few successful men are out there, you would never go there. Is that true, or did I miss?
I want you to understand, beautiful women and rich men do not spend a lot of time on websites.
Huh.
They're busy flirting in restaurants. They're busy flirting in stores. They're busy. They are doing it because they have assets that are very marketable. The rest of us, humans, we have to read books from people like me and practice doing things, because men that are afraid are very feminine, and women that are very afraid are very masculine.
Interesting. I am physically attractive for sure. I was just attracting the right, wrong people before.
But you're doing better now, and you've found where cultures are still raising boys to be boys and girls to be girls.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually had a little adventure too, but because, you know, I didn't have support, but it was fun. Yeah, it was okay.
All right. I'm going to have to cut you guys off, but I want to remind everybody that our December seminar is going to be the 3rd. That's the first Monday in December. Our Wednesday seminar is going to be Wednesday, December 5th. Courtyard Marriott for LA. And you can get all the information at www.drpatallen.com. Also, sneak info. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you should. We've got some new seminars gonna pop. WantEyeStore.com. Go there and find out. We will be back soon, and we'll hope we'll hear from you then. Dr. Allen, real quick before we go, what you got?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.